T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK morning show recap for Friday, June 12th. Some technical difficulties prohibited Storm from broadcasting today from his home, so it was just me, and well, we still had a good time, right? Here's what you may have missed on the show today. We actually talked to some wedding experts, because June is generally the busiest month for weddings, and they, because of COVID-19 and the pandemic, I don't know how things are going to be looking weddings later this year and perhaps next year. Here are some predictions that they give. Many of them say there'll be a lot of differences. Perhaps no more will they have the huge tables of appetizers for people to take themselves, most likely small plates with portions for about one or two people instead. Another wedding planner says cocktail hour actually may be cut entirely. Oh, no. And they say even if a couple does have a cocktail hour, most likely the feature layouts will be more small setting groups instead of a big line and what have you. There's also predictions that caterers will focus on servicing pre-portioned plates as opposed to buffets and family-style meals. Other predictions include receptions may be shorter, and they may not include dancing at all. Outdoor weddings probably more popular than indoor, and if they are indoor, probably in a larger venue with fewer guests and that are seated at larger tables. Face masks, as you would imagine, would be kind of a common sight, and hand sanitizer everywhere. Americans are buying more bicycles. My sister actually told me this a couple months ago. She was trying to find a bicycle to ride with her son, my nephew, and she said she couldn't find them. She couldn't even order one online. And that's because everybody wants them. In fact, the bicycle, big bike, as they say, comparatively, the first 3 months of 2020 versus 2019, they had a 31% increase. Bike sales have even increased in areas where movement of restrictions were not tight as they would and for areas. And most likely it's because non-essential workers were at home. It's a nice little way to get some exercise, keep social distancing, and spend time with the family. So if you can find a bike, get it. It's interesting that an all-purpose cleaner really isn't for all purposes of cleaning. They say that a lot of times all-purpose cleaners will actually, in fact, damage some things in your house, so be very, very careful. I say a good rule of thumb when it comes to an all-purpose cleaner is think of it as a soap and water mixture. A little bit more detailed than that, but keep that in mind when we're talking about things that you should not be using to clean with all-purpose cleaners. One of them would be your shower and your tub. I mean, you don't get down with a bar of soap trying to rub off soap scum, do you? You actually need a scouring agent, perhaps a tub and tile cleaner, or mix dish soap with some baking soda. That'll kind of clean it up. Don't rely on all-purpose cleaners to disinfect. Leave disinfectants, food disinfect surfaces. And also understand that the all-purpose cleaners can remove dirt and grime. They cannot kill bacteria and viruses. When cleaning windows, glass, or mirrors, opt for glass-specific products. That would also be the same for cleaning upholstery and even perhaps getting rid of those stains that are everywhere. So there you go for that. Coronavirus actually creating something brand new. Remember athleisure wear? Well, now we have biz leisure, and that's come about because of many people working from home, being home all day, worrying about not having a job, taking care of the kids with them being out of school, and still having to do all those meetings or those virtual happy hours where from your waist up, you got to look a little bit different. So break into what's called biz leisure. That is where you can get away with wearing sweatpants and a blazer, track pants and a button-down shirt, or even running shorts and men's jackets. Totally acceptable these days, just like athleisure came around organically almost a decade ago when people desired to leave their yoga class and go directly to coffee or shopping. expect this to be kind of the new thing for the next season or two. Social distancing. I have noticed this, and you can kind of tell people are getting a little bit lax when it comes to social distancing. It's become mundane, and people are getting frustrated with it because I was at the store the other day, one of the stores that clearly marks on the floor the six-foot distance rule to please, you know, play along. And someone was on my neck, breathing so close I could feel their breath on my neck. Of course, they weren't wearing a mask either, and that just really was kind of one of those things where I kept scooting up, and eventually I turn around, give them a glaring look, and they clicked and they moved. But in any case, this actually happened to a guy in Romania who's a shoemaker called a cobbler. He noticed that when he went down to his local market that people weren't practicing social distancing either. So he actually created social distancing shoes. So it's your regular shoe, depending on the size of your shoe. They add an elongated toe that measures 2 feet, or rather 2 meters, or 6 feet altogether from the elongated toe to the heel, which will allow you to have that six-foot rule. He originally made this for social media to, you know, kind of highlight distancing, but people called him and wrote to him and said, hey, I'd like a pair of these shoes. So he started making them. It takes a few weeks to make based on your particular size of your shoe. You can get custom colors, rubber sole or leather sole. Costs about $115 each. And then finally, your freezer is more for just keeping your items, your food items frozen. It's actually a good place to store your freezer or plastic wrap. It is annoying, isn't it? You reach for the plastic wrap, you try and rip it off. It doesn't work with the little jagged edge on the corner. And then it starts sticking to itself. That's the static cling that we like when it's on the bowl, but when you're trying to put it on something, we don't like it so much. Apparently, putting plastic wrap in the freezer for a while kind of alleviates that static discharge, so it's a little easier to control. The best part is that you don't have to keep the plastic wrap in the freezer. You can put it in there like at the beginning of dessert, and then when dessert's over, you can pull it out and wrap up the rest of your dessert without it clinging to itself. Pretty cool little hack, don't you think? And there's our show for today, Friday, June 12th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app. Have a great one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.